Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Rukia. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but Bangladesh, a lot of events are happening, which has, I mean, it really shocked us. Blogger hacked to death, another seriously injured. So blogger and writer Abhijit Roy, who was visiting Bangladesh for the annual book fair and Mother Language Day.
Right.
And then he was near the book fair in the evening with his wife, Rafida, and as they were going around, somebody attacked them. And
I think they were pulled out of their tricycle that they were riding in.
Uh-huh. Well, we got the news that they were in the vicinity of Dhaka University campus. They were coming out of the book fair, and the attackers hacked Abhijit Roy to death.
Yes.
And his wife is seriously injured.
Yeah.
And she is in the hospital. So what you or CPJ has to say?
I mean, of course, we're greatly concerned about this attack, but there have been so many others that have gone on uninvestigated that we're concerned that the government is really losing control of this situation. All the news reports we're reading say, oh, it was the attack was related to his anti-Islamic stances or his atheist.
Yeah, they said that one group called Ansar Bangla 7. Nobody really have heard about this group.
Well, that's the problem. You know, groups make these claims. You don't know who to believe. The government is unwilling to address these cases, to bring people to trial, to, you know, make these difficult, politically difficult prosecutions. And I suspect that something very similar is going to happen here. I mean, when we look at the number of attacks against journalists in Bangladesh and then compare it to the number of prosecutions that are actually brought, it's very discouraging. I mean, we don't see any political will on the part of the government to really address this problem in the courts. For all we can do without a government investigation, without a police investigation, is sit here and speculate upon, oh, who made these claims or why was he attacked? But without the government standing up and taking its responsibility to bring a prosecution and bring the people, whoever the people were who carried this out, to justice, without fear of political retaliation, without worrying about what it's going to do to other militant groups, you just have to question at this point the power of the government that it claims to have, that these killings go unaddressed.
What do you think? It's not in Bangladesh, for that matter, any democratic country. What should be the government action?
The government has police to take action. The government can investigate these crimes. They can assign a prosecutor to it. They can identify the criminals. I understand the weapons were left there. There must be fingerprints and handprints all over everything. There must be clues. There must be forensic evidence. There must be witnesses. The government has to bring a prosecution. The police have to do their job. Otherwise, the government has become irrelevant to the violence that's being carried out against its citizens. And this is not just in Bangladesh. When I look at Pakistan, I have the same problem. Very often when we look at countries in the Middle East where things are just absolutely going berserk, you know, we see no one being brought to trial. And I'm afraid Bangladesh is sinking to this level, and I have to say it's sinking very quickly. The solution here is that the government, the police, investigate the crime, arrest the perpetrators, assign a prosecutor, bring them to trial, reach a verdict, and then sentence if the people are guilty. That's justice, and that's what the government is supposed to deliver.
Bob Dees, thank you very much for joining Voice of America today.
Rookie, it's been my pleasure, and it's always great to speak with you.
Thank you very much.
The news has to be so sad.